Sometimes you can have a little of a good thing and not miss a thing. New Coca-Cola 250ml. Little pack, little price. With my 3D boutique, you can add style to anything you puzzle. Add colour to your life. With my 3D boutique, discover 3D style. From Ravensburger. It's back, the unmissable night of entertainment that is BBC Children in Need, including exclusive Doctor Who.
This is brilliant!
EastEnders meets West End musicals.
Right now we're doing One Day More.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
You look familiar.
And Niall Horan surprising some very special people.
Don't miss it, I'll see you there.
BBC Children in Need.
It's going to be amazing.
Next Friday at 7:30 on BBC One. Jojo Siwa is the next big thing. She's a dancer, singer... Here we go. Actress, and JoJo is also Nickelodeon's latest teen star.
I am so excited!
She's genuine, self-assured, and highly marketable.
Very true.
With boundless energy, her star power just continues to rise.
She is amazing!
Discover the fantastic Miraculous feature figures. Shoot Ladybug skywards with her amazing yo-yo. Stick it and watch her go! Spin Cat Noir to show his cataclysm claws and launch Flying Ladybug high to the sound of Miraculous. Miraculous Flying Ladybug and action figures, only from Bandai. There's still time to donate to BBC Children in Need. To donate £10, text the word DONATE to 70410. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £10 will go to BBC Children in Need. You must be 16 or over and have the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions and more information, visit bbc.co.uk/pudsey.
It's beautiful outside. Got a free tour of it because the friggin' bus driver wouldn't let me on the bus. I had to walk all the way up here nearly. Except Shell gave me a lift when I got to the top of the hill. I short with the bus fare, wouldn't I? Bleeding wanker wouldn't let me on. I goes, I could be raped. He goes, it's broad daylight. I said, didn't you hear about that bus driver who got bottled? That was broad daylight. He said, are you threatening me? I said, I was stating a fact. He said, if you was my daughter, I'd kick you up the arse. I said, if you was my father, I wouldn't even feel it. I said, if you was my father, I wouldn't even have an arse. I'd be deformed. I said, if you was my father, me and my mum had been long gone. She needn't bloody worry. Bleeding Jaffa. What a stupid prick. If I'd have seen him up the pub, he'd be buying me a drink. Bet he don't even go down the pub. I bet he sits at home with his wife, eating his children. Oh, here I stand in my neat apron, like a white fig leaf. My black blouse and my comfy slip-on shoes. I'm a slight figure, only half visible in the dim light of the restaurant. This place specialises in a Victorian feel. Tankards on the wall, sawdust on the floor, framed cartoons of long-lost politicians, tables lit by imitation ship's lanterns, a warm ambience for businessmen and their lunchtime deals. Oh, the manager and his assistant creep around deferentially in three-piece suits and expensive leather shoes. I'm a real waitress. This is my life. I didn't choose this job. The job centre got it for me. Peters and Co. were kind enough to train me silver service and all that. A bright and shiny career in catering. Oh, it's a growth industry. I take home 56 quid a week plus tips. It's not bad money, except it's not enough. We get free lunches. Oh, I'm sick of them. And 10 quid a week tips if you're lucky.